And so we see that the Antichrist, the devil, they're slick. And you know what? There are a lot of preachers that can fool us for a while into thinking that they're good. You know, I went to a church for a couple years where the pastor was a horrible false prophet. But here's the thing. I didn't realize that. I thought he was a man of God because he was basically just repeating and parroting all the teachings of his father-in-law. So his father-in-law is a man of God, and he comes in, the evil, beware of the evil son-in-law, okay? The evil son-in-law comes in, and he's just repeating a lot of the things from his father-in-law, and it sounded great. But then after he'd been a pastor for about 5 years, all of a sudden he started rolling out the false doctrine and started teaching worse and worse heresy and weirder doctrine. And it's like the frog in the hot water. He's getting people ready for more and more bad doctrine and heresy and false teaching. And eventually, you know, he was exposed and he's in federal prison right now as a total phony. But the thing about that is that, you know, the Bible says they're about false prophets. Their folly shall be manifest unto all men. You know, and God has a way of exposing false prophets in the long run and exposing false teachers in the long run and showing them for what they are. You know, the Bible says, by their fruits you shall know them. This would be meaningless if the false prophet can have good fruit. Then this check's not going to work, is it? How is this going to work? How am I going to know them by their fruits? You know, this bozo that recently taught, this independent Baptist bozo who recently taught that Judas got more people saved than any of the other disciples. He had the most converts of any of them. Okay, well then, how can this test work? You shall know them by their fruits. So I guess Judas had all this good fruit, right? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. You want to know how many people Judas got saved? Zero. Because you have to be saved to get someone saved. And so Judas got precisely zero people saved. Okay, now some people say, well, you know, then why didn't they know that he was the phony then? If he got zero people saved, because number one, we don't know who's saved and who's not right away. It's especially not always apparent right away. You could go out soul winning with somebody and watch them explain the Romans road to somebody and pray with that person. But look, I've got bad news for you. When we go out soul winning and go through the Romans road with somebody and go through the gospel with somebody and pray with them, we don't know 100% sure that that person actually got saved, do we? I know that's terrible news for you, but you know, the number in the bulletin is not exactly right. It's not 100% accurate. I confess, it's not. How could it be? How could it be? How could we see inside people's hearts and see if they're actually getting saved? Now, in the long run, you see if people are saved, right? Because you can tell because they continue believing and you talk to them later and they still believe the same. You know, but well, look, what if I won somebody to Christ at the door and then I went back a week later and talked to them and they have no clue about salvation? You'd say, look, this guy didn't get saved. He was going through the motions. He was repeating. He was just going with the flow. But he didn't actually believe it because, you know, as soon as we left, he reverted back to his wrong belief. You know, but if I go back a week later and that person is still sound in the faith and I talk to them a year later and they still believe in Christ, then I'd say, okay, yeah, this person's obviously saved. Look, I know a guy, and this guy's actually a friend of mine, and he says, oh, I grew up Christian and he went to Bible college and everything, but now he says, I'm an agnostic. I don't believe in Christ. I don't believe in the Bible. Is that guy saved?
No.
He's not saved. And it's not that he lost, you can't lose your salvation. When you get saved, you have eternal life, you're a child of God, and nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This guy was never saved in the first place.
Right.
But you know what I'll guarantee you that this guy doesn't have? People that he won to Christ back in his Christian days.
Right.
You know, oh, back when I was a Christian, yeah, you won zero people to Christ back when you were a Christian. Show me an example. And folks, this goes to show how we need to base what we believe on what the Bible actually says. Show me in the Bible Judas bringing people to Christ. Show me in the Bible Judas getting people saved. Show me in the Bible false prophets getting people saved. Show me in the Bible false teachers getting people saved. Show me in the Bible people getting saved on their own by themselves, just reading the Bible with no one teaching them. But yet I have scripture after scripture after scripture this morning showing you the opposite. Go if you would to Romans chapter 10, the last place we'll turn. But what kind of a ridiculous statement to say that Judas got the most people saved. He got zero saved.
Amen.
And this same bozo false teacher said that Judas was a superstar apostle. Now, anybody who's even done a casual reading of the New Testament knows who the superstar apostles were. Out of the 12, who were the superstars?
Jesus.
Peter, James, and John. If you want to know who the inner circle, how many times is Jesus like, okay, I'm just going to take three guys. Judas, let's go. Right? How many times does Jesus say, hey, I'm going up in the Mount of Transfiguration, just three guys. Peter, James, and John. Oh, all right, we're not taking everybody, just you guys. Peter, James, and John. Peter, James, and John. Peter, James, and John. How many times, folks?
Many times.
That's the inner circle. You know, he had a big crowd of people following him. He had the 12 apostles. He ordained 70 other apostles, but the 12 were a more tight-knit group. But within the 12, it's Peter, James, and John that are the key players. And as we roll into the book of Acts, who are the key players as we roll into the book of Acts? It's Peter and John. Peter and John. Who's writing the books in the New Testament? Peter and John. Now, obviously, the Apostle Paul came later. But of the original 12 with the Lord Jesus Christ on this earth, it's Peter, James, and John. Judas was not some kind of a superstar, ultimate. Folks, he's just blending in. He's just average. Now, look, did they suspect Judas of being a traitor? No, they didn't. That does not mean that he was the superstar. They didn't suspect him because he was just kind of a nothing burger. You know what I mean? He's just a guy. He's just a disciple. And here's the thing. They're going out two by two preaching. So they're going out two by two. They're preaching in these towns. Bunch of people show up and follow Jesus. You know, they're not sitting there saying like, okay, well, who gets the commission on this salvation? This isn't JCPenney where it's like, hey, was anybody helping you? You know, when people come to Christ and hear him preach, he's like, okay, who is helping you? So I can make sure that they get the commission on your salvation. Folks, they're going out two by two, preaching the gospel. Judas's soul winning partner was the one that was getting people saved.
Amen.
Judas is not getting people saved. They preach to a whole bunch of people. Whole bunch of people show up because they went out into the towns and villages and then people came to hear Jesus. They came to Christ. And, you know, they're not sitting there and doing contact tracing, you know, trying to figure out which ones came from Judas and which ones. That's stupid. Okay. And look, I guarantee you that I personally have gone out soul winning and given the gospel to people who went through the motions with me and prayed with me. And I walked away thinking they were saved and they weren't actually saved. I guarantee that. I guarantee it's happened to all of us who've been soul winning a lot because we can't see the hearts. But I will say this. When I go out soul winning and when you saved Christian go out soul winning, we pray to the Lord to guide us and direct us, don't we? Isn't that something that we pray a lot? Like, God, please lead us to the people who want to get saved. Please lead us to people who want to hear the gospel. And you know what? I believe that God answers that prayer.
Amen.
Because God wants people to get saved as much as I want people to get saved.
Amen.
And so I want to get people saved. God wants to get people saved. Here I am, Lord. Send me. I've read the Bible. I've prayed. I've got the Holy Spirit living inside of me. I'm ready to go. Don't you think when I'm saying to God, put me in, coach, don't you think he's going to send me to somebody
yes.
that actually wants to get saved?
Right.
Amen. I mean, we get people saved.
Amen.
We get people saved. God's leading us. God's using us. But I guarantee you, you're also going to just run into the odd person who's just going through the motions with you. So has every person I've ever witnessed to that prayed the prayer with me, did they actually get saved? No way. There's no way, I guarantee you, because I've even checked up on some of them afterward and they turn out not to be saved. But I guarantee you that tons of them are saved. And that's no mystery in this church because many people in this auditorium right now, I won to Christ. I've got my fruit right here, friend. But let me say this though, I guarantee you that a person who's not saved, you know, they could pray that prayer, oh God, lead me. It's a joke because they're not even legit. They don't even believe the gospel. They're fake. They're a fraud like a Judas Iscariot. They're going to go out and God's probably going to give them all the doors with the bozos who weren't going to get saved anyway.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so, yeah, they could go out and go through the motions with people and maybe you'd say, well, I saw brother so-and-so get someone saved out soul winning before they started denying the Trinity. You know, are you sure they're not saved? Folks, if they're denying the Trinity, they're not saved. They're not abiding in the doctrine of Christ. They're not saved. And so, no, they didn't get someone saved.